of like an Illuminati, like a shadow.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was going to say that.
Yeah, like a shadow organization kind of operating in the background. But, you know, the thing that I think is also appealing to this sort of, or not appealing, but I think what something like an Illuminati highlights is this just general feeling of extreme hopelessness that people have in terms of navigating their reality. Yeah. Because if you think, if you say like a group like the Illuminati is real, you know, you might as well just not even give a shit about anything, because they're so, the way the conspiracy is like wrapped around them is you're never going to destroy them. You're never going to be able to topple them. They're all powerful. They're all knowing. I mean, they're essentially like a godlike big other force that is constantly controlling the wheels of power within the global community. And it's to me, it's more of a, it speaks, you know, these kind of conspiracies speak to a broader sense of hopelessness that I think a lot of people feel, especially now in the current moment.
I was just going to say that, like, in a way, it makes people feel that they're sort of in control because there's just one specific problem that they need to deal with. You know, like the Illuminati, it's like, if we can make everybody aware, maybe they'll stop acting the way they are. You know, maybe they'll stop, you know, feeding the Illuminati, you know. And like you said, Jared, like there's a sort of like othering sentiment that like, hey, there's what the normal person's dealing with, and then there's the other people who are making it happen, you know? And like, I don't think that othering sentiment is sort of limited just to conspiracies. Like, I know the US government, for example, has used sort of like the same aspect, the same sort of like othering sentiment to prop up things like the war on terror or like the Cold War. So like, even like, you know, for example, like for example, in terms of like terrorism, it seems like in one way they're making it seem like all the problems that America faces are something that exist outside the country. You know, it's because Iraq did this or Afghanistan did this, and it's more just like sort of trying to like really whore out like people's tax dollars or whore out people's sort of like vote. You know, trying to get people on board for like a political program more than it is like speaking truth to power, you know?